Good morning and welcome to a test of the emergency audio recording system. I'm using something a little different than I normally would. I'm using the internal iPhone 5 microphone, believe it or not. It might not sound like the iPhone 5 mic, at least not entirely, and this is because I'm using the Fire 2 field recorder, which is made by Audiophile Engineering, and you can get it in the App Store for $5. One of the things that's interesting about Fire 2 field recorder is it has a mode which allows it to bypass all the processing that iOS does to the microphone. And it also lets you adjust the analog input recording level from the microphone, which is cool. So I've actually turned it down. And I'm going to bring this into a computer and normalize it, just because I'm not really being a purist. This isn't quite what you get, but I do have it a bit lower than it would be by default. And I'm doing this for a reason, which I'll get to in a minute. But the Fire 2 app was not accessible for a pretty good long time. It was mostly accessible except for one, you know, semi-important thing. The record button didn't work with VoiceOver. Yeah, you don't need the record button in an app that is a field recorder or anything. But anyway, it's a slide to record type deal. And the latest update, which came out yesterday, adds an option to change that from a slide button to an actual standard push button type deal. And so now we can use it. Isn't that awesome? Now, it's not fully accessible. Most of it is. But there are some things that either I haven't figured out due to user error, or it actually isn't accessible with VoiceOver. Some of the transport stuff, for example, like if you record a file and you want to play it back, well, you can't play the file back until you go to the beginning of the file, which I haven't figured out how to do reliably yet. I've done it a couple of times by accident, but I'm not sure how I managed it. But, yeah, so Fire 2, as I'm using it now, with no processing whatsoever, has taken the auto gain away from the iPhone internal mic and the bass roll-off as well. And, well, let's actually test that bass roll-off going away thing. I don't have my amp hooked up. I can't do tone sweeps or anything fun like that, but I do have a bass guitar and a keyboard amp with a 15-inch driver. So we'll see if this bass roll-off really is gone. So for this test, I'm going to put the iPhone pretty close to the amp, and this is why I've backed down on the gain. And we'll see what we get. All right, well, that wasn't exactly a great test, and you'll have that sort of thing, but it does prove that the bass roll-off is definitely not there anymore. What there is left is pretty much all brought to you by the characteristics of the mic itself, and that includes a nice peak in the upper mids that I wish wasn't there, but oh well, you'll have that. So the other point I want to make is, if this is easy enough to do, I don't know why other app developers haven't actually implemented this feature of being able to bypass the processing, like Audioboo or SoundCloud or any of these other things that, especially these things that publish things to publicly accessible, shareable places. It'd be kind of nice. I'm not sure if it's just a matter of it's really hard to do and so nobody's done it, or that no one's really looked into it. I really don't know. Anyway, I've got to go be a boring, productive person now, but I thought I would post this quick audio boo using the Fire 2 field recorder in this way, just to give you an idea of what it does. And yeah, maybe more app makers can use this iOS audio bypassing processing thing. That'd be kind of nice, especially for things like audio boo. Of course, make it an option, because depending on, you know, what kind of setting you're in, it would make sense maybe to have that auto gain, even though it's not the greatest thing in the world. Because this thing really will clip out. If there is no auto gain existing, it sure will. Let's see if I can make that happen. Slamming the door. There we go. Okay, and with that, I'm out of here.
Thank you.